and the ball breaks, and there is the full-time whistle. The game is over, and St. Michael's have started the 2021 Donegal Senior Football Championship with a victory on the road. They have beaten McCool's here on a final scoreline of 111-26 in a sun-drenched McCool Park in Ballybofey. The story of the game, well, the opening quarter, it was all about McCool's. They were playing the better football, and they got those two goals. Joe Bradley Walsh in the second minute, and then Stephen O'Reilly in the 12th. By the time the water break came, it was St. Michael's 3 points, McCool's 2-1, a four-point advantage at that stage. Colm Anthony McFadden ended the game with a total of 1-6. The first 3 points came in that first quarter. St. Michael's were better in the second quarter. Hugh O'Donnell had an impact, and he scored 2 points as well, running from deep, running from the half-back line. Carlos O'Reilly stepped up with a score as well. But Joe Bradley Walsh steadied the ship towards the half-time whistle for McCool's as they finished the opening half-hour with 2 goals and 2 points. St. Michael's had 6 points. There was 2 points in it still in favour of the home side, but St. Michael's were the dominant side for 96% or so of the second half. Michael Langan kicked their first score of that second half to leave just 1 point between them. Luke Gavigan on the fourth minute restored the 2 point advantage for McCool's, but after that, between the fourth and the 23rd minute, McCool's hit 1-4 unanswered. Colm McFadden stepping up with another 3 points and the goal as well. The veteran Martin Breslin got a point too. He could have had a goal, but it came off the crossbar. And St. Michael's were leading 111 to 2-3 on 23 minutes. But McCool's weren't done. They were hanging in there, and they kicked the last 3 points of the half. Oisin Gallen with a free, and Martin Gallagher coming up from fullback on 28 and 32 minutes, reducing the deficit to 2 points. And they were charging forward looking for the goal that would have won them this game. But there wasn't enough time, as the referee, Mark Dorian, blew the final whistle, and St. Michael's will be leaving here the happier as they come through with a 2 point victory. It finished 111 to 2-6. So, Martin McHugh, what's your assessment of that one today?
Well, it was an end of the difference. The two teams was Colm Anthony McFadden, and with, as you said, the 1-6 he scored, but particularly the goal, the way he finished it, dinked it in past the goalkeeper going away to the other side of the side, the way he knocked it in, and that was the big score for them. And the end of the one by 2 points, and that goal was a big one. McCool's will be disappointed. As you said, they started really well. They looked like they were coasting at that stage, doing well. They got the goals, which made a big difference. But the minute St. Michael's tied down that area in front of the goals, and they didn't allow the space there, made a difference. I mean, 5-6 points is not going to win you the match. And Martin Geller, who's actually marking Colm Anthony McFadden, made a decision at the end. Look, I'm going to push up the field here, and he kicked the two very good scores. And we all, so McCool's, I know they were short a few players today, and we all, they'd be disappointed and end up on their home patch. And we all, but St. Michael's didn't panic, it's an important thing, and they got the ball to the right man, and that made the difference. And probably in the end up with McCool's missing them players, the bench made a difference. The St. Michael's bench did make a difference when they came in. The players came in. I thought Anthony McFadden steadied the defence well, very well. He played back there and he read the situation. Colm McFadden, who came in, did call it, got on a bit of ball too in the side, so that was the difference maybe at the end of it. They'll be happy. Daniel McLaughlin will be happy enough going back, and they've a big game now against Glendower at home in the next match, and from their point of view, so McCool's have to go to Glenswally, and that'll be a big game too for them. So look at, in the end up, the better team won, and they end up, we look at the scoreboard, they scored, what was it, 8 scores from McCool's to 12 scores. That was the big difference. And that man, Colm Anthony McFadden, how many times have we said it, and many times will we keep saying it? He's brilliant when he gets the ball in his hands, and even his ability to kick frees, difficult frees in a way, as he makes them look easy. So he was the difference in the end up, and St. Michael's will be the happier team.
Martin McHugh, many thanks for joining us on commentary from our feature game today in the Donegal Senior Football Championship, our feature game this weekend, on weekend number 2 of round 1. Niamh Connell, St. Noel's, Éireann Ballyshannon, and now St. Michael's have taken victory this weekend. St. Michael's start their campaign with a win. There will, of course, be reaction to their victory online later this evening on highlandradio.com. And not forgetting about the DL Debate podcast with Brendan Devaney tomorrow evening, available on highlandradio.com. And, of course, it will be aired just after the 7 o'clock news as well. There'll be more reaction to this weekend's games in the Donegal Senior Championship. But as we leave Ballybofey, it's been a day that St. Michael's will be happy with. They've started the championship with a victory. As we go back to the studio in Letterkenny, full-time score. It finished St. Michael's 111, McCool's 2-6.